This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A group of donors offered Wednesday to give $15,000 to the Red Cross if the anti-war encampment on Denver's Auraria campus were taken down. That's according to a letter from the school to the student group that organized the camp last week. The students immediately rejected the offer. Khalid Hamu is one of the student organizers.
We wholeheartedly reject the offer to donate in our name to the World Health Organization. We want to see divestment from any corporation which operates in Israel. So, yeah, we wholeheartedly reject it.
Auraria campus leadership has said it hopes to keep the campus functioning and open. A bill to require licenses for people who work in the funeral industry is close to becoming law at the Colorado Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado is currently the only state that doesn't set professional standards for funeral home directors. And in recent years, there have been several high-profile incidents of funeral home mismanagement and abuse. Now lawmakers want people working in the industry to go through mandated training and pass a test to become licensed. Separately, the legislature is also moving forward on a bill to require more routine inspections of funeral homes and crematoria. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The legislative session ends next week. A new ethics complaint accuses Democratic State Senator Faith Winter of being intoxicated during a public meeting in North Glen last month. City Council members say she should be held accountable by the state legislature. Winter has already publicly apologized and entered an alcohol treatment program. It's up to state Senate leaders whether the complaint moves forward or is dismissed. It's 6 minutes after six, and ahead this morning, Cherry Creek Theater and a new play built around two well-known local actors and longtime friends.
Those journeyman actors who've spent so many years pounding the pavements to get these parts and to make us all feel something or learn something, they have such great stories to tell.
And we hear one of those stories just a little later in this hour. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.